Hello guys, it's Danny, like always. Welcome to, I actually have no idea what episode this is. I think I want to say episode 9, maybe. Let's check. Okay, no. Episode 8. Yes. Okay. Episode 8, guys. Wow. We've come a long way from the very start. And I'm so happy. Yes. It's almost Christmas break. And it's almost exam season. And I just had my last midterm today, actually. So, confession, I was a little bit late to the recording today, but it's okay. In the name of academics, I feel like it's fine. Sorry if you listen to this, but, yeah, no, like, midterms for me is now finally over, so now I can start focusing on exams, but, like, yeah, how are you guys feeling for that? I feel like it's going to be very stressful, of course, but I think my exams are spaced out in ways where I have enough time to study for each, hopefully. I actually have no idea when my exams are. I need to check that. But anyways, my point is that break is coming up, and I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas break. I don't know if I told you guys this last episode, but I am a complete Grinch when it comes to like Christmas and stuff, but I'm trying to get over it. Self-improvement for real. Yeah, no, I just really don't like Christmas and the festivities and all that stuff, but I don't know, I can't allow myself to enjoy it. Anyways, I just, with that being said, I really do hope, like, even though I don't like Christmas, I really hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful break, even though it's not necessarily what someone might describe Christmas as, or whatever holidays you celebrate over the break. Yeah, with that being said, next week, not sure if I'm going to release an episode or not, but I just wanted to say happy Christmas break, you know, now, so that in case that one releases next week or not. Yeah. Yeah. Good luck on your final exams, guys. Anyways, enough of school and talking. Let's get into some submissions. Like always, submissions come in asking about friendship, relationships, or anything that has to do with self-love. And I try to offer a perspective as I am now. So let's get into the first one. Someone said, hey, so I need advice. My best friend and I used to be super close, like inseparable, but lately I feel like I'm putting in all the effort. She rarely texts me first, cancels last minute, and seems way more into her new group of friends. Oh, I don't want to be clingy, but I'm starting to feel like I'm just an inconvenience. Do I say something or let it go? Am I being too much? Well, I feel like if you are a friend or you have a friend, you should obviously have open communication. That's what I try to do with my friends, because in the end, what you're trying to preserve is the friendship, the bond, the love between you guys, right? And if you really care for it, you would at least make an effort to preserve it, right? And not saying that you're not making an effort, because you did say, like, you feel like you're the only one putting in all the effort, but it's like not saying something about how you feel is also could be considered not making an effort to communicate, because pretending everything is fine might not be, like, you know, like, is it might create, like, animosity or resentment, right? So you just want to be able to be like, hey, like, I feel like you've been pulling away from me recently. Like, I don't know. Like, because you never know. Maybe something's going on. Maybe she's gravitating towards that group of friends more because something's going on in her life, and those group of friends enable something, you know? Like, you never know. It might not be that. Maybe she just made new friends and she's not the best with time management on her friendships. Like, you never know what it is. So the best way to know what it is to just ask, at least the most straightforward way, you know, to, like, yeah. But I feel like, yeah, most people may be like, oh, well, like, you're overthinking and stuff, if you do ask them straightforward. But it's like, you should always at least want to make the effort to tell someone you love your true feelings. You know? Like, and you're not clingy for wanting to have to talk to your friend or spend time with your friend, you know? Maybe life is just moving too fast, and you guys don't have time for each other anymore, but that's something you should also bring up. Be like, hey, like, I feel like we haven't been talking or hanging out as much more. Like, what's going on? You know? Yeah. Yeah. That's honestly, yeah. That's my best input in this situation. Sorry, getting a little distracted. Okay, should we move on to the second submission? This one's a little bit on the short side. This person says, not gonna lie, I've been struggling with a lot of self-love lately. Social media makes it so hard to not compare myself to everyone. Like, people my age are thriving, traveling, and looking perfect, and I'm just here trying to make it through the week. How do I stop feeling like I'm falling behind in life? I feel like I've answered a submission similar to this. I say I feel like a lot. I also say, you know, a lot. But I do think I have answered a submission that was similar to this in a previous episode. But I will gladly, like, it's a common theme. That's okay. So, yeah. I feel like, I'm trying not to say I feel like, but yeah, I think I've said this before. When it comes to social media, like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, all of that, anything that has to do with you putting yourself into a global setting and seeing like people from all around the world or even all around your hometown nation, whatever your hometown your country, your state, province, whatever. I don't know why I said state. I know damn well no Americans are listening to this. But anyways, yeah. When it comes to that, I feel like social media is specifically designed to show you things that are from all around the world. information from everywhere so that you can have it at the tip of your fingers instead of having to go to, you know, Asia or Africa or America just to see something. Or, you know, you can watch, you can rewatch concert shows from the tip of your fingers instead of having to go to that country the concert is held in or to that specific location. Even though it's obviously not the same, you still get to see it, right? But that being said, you are seeing, it's also specifically curated to put what you want to see on your feed. That is called algorithm, right? Like, and also the most, not the most perfect in a sense, but the most liked, the most interacted with. It's like, oh, this user usually likes videos that have to do with beauty. And they usually like this creator and they follow this person. And that person they follow sometimes interacts with beauty. Now it's going to show beauty a little bit more on your feed. And imagine that on like a widespread scale, you know, it's all about interactions. Who you follow, what you like, what you stay on a little bit longer for, even though you don't like the video. If you watch it over and over again, if you look through comments for about like a minute, 30 seconds or so before scrolling, if you look at the creator's profile, scroll a little bit more. If you press the search button on the comments or like you like further interact with that post, the more all that stuff is data for your algorithm. So it puts more out. Now, if you are a person that is usually interacts with things that personify the things that you are insecure about, if that makes sense. Let me rephrase that. If you're someone that usually interacts with videos that have to do with some parts of your insecurity, the algorithm is going to do the same thing for that. It's going to show you the most liked in that sense of like community. It's going to show you what people like, what people that it's going to show you videos of people that okay, huge brain fart, one second guys. Okay, it's going to show you videos that people usually interact with when they interact with some of the similar posts you interact with, if that makes sense. Like, same thing I just said, right? So it's like this, these videos you're looking at, these photos you're looking at, these accounts you're interacting with, even when it is just around your friend group and stuff, it is specifically curated. It has no insight into actual life. Maybe a little bit. But in the end, it's all about what you choose to post, right? If I wouldn't, I mean, some people do, right? But I'm saying, like, if I'm over here thinking, like, oh my gosh, that person's always so smiley on social media. She has a perfect body, da da da. I'm only looking at what she chooses to post. And if it's like something that's global, right? You are looking at someone from a whole different part of the world. You really, really, really don't even have any insight to what's going on. And I thought, like, family YouTube channels thought as this. Guys, I have trouble saying my T's. Words that start with a T-H. Okay, so let's try that again. I thought family YouTube channels taught us doesn't even start with a TH, but it's still that like, ugh, that sound. It's bad. Yeah, I'm not going to say it again. Taught. Okay, I can say it now. Okay, I thought family YouTube channels taught us that not everything that is posted online is as perfect as it seems with all the scandals. Not even just family YouTube channels, but celebrities, influencers. If you watch Stephanie Sue, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm sorry if I'm not. Or Rotten Mango on YouTube or Spotify. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it's all a facade. You are only living the world through your perspective and your perspective only. The most you can do is get an insight through observable behavior and stuff. But then again, you're only observing it from your perspective, right? So, with that being said, someone put a "with that being said" counter on that on this episode. I bet it's over 10. But yes, with that being said, you really just can't be comparing yourself to people. And I'm sure not one to talk, trust me. But it's more of a trying to convince myself to. But like, yeah, like you have to be content with your life. The only way that comparing is going to stop is once you're content with what you're, or like not even necessarily just can't content, but you're not minding other people's business. Sorry. Like, you're not constantly looking at, oh my gosh, that person has this and that person has this. Like, it's okay to observe it. Like, oh, that person just got something new. Oh, it's so cute. Oh, I think I might take that for inspo later or something, you know? But it's like, stop looking at, like, outwards so much. It like, I feel like it might also feed into jealousy and stuff. And the last thing you'd want to be is an envious person. So, yeah. So, yeah. A lot of my answers for these submissions has to do with the same themes, which is introspection. I just noticed that it's like, look inwards. Because yeah, like, the only person living your life is you, guys. The only person living your life is you. The only person that is going to have to deal with your feelings is you. Only person that's gonna have to deal with the consequences of your action, not the only person maybe, but the only person living your life is you. So it's like, if you try to work hard to do your best instead of looking at how others are working hard to do their best, eventually, at some point, comparison stops, right? At least I'd hope so. But yeah, I'm not sure if that was a bad answer, but then again, guys, I'm only 19. Well, after the New Year's, I'm gonna be 19, turning 20. If you're in your 20s and you're listening to this, DM me and tell me how it is, because I don't know. I'm scared. I heard that it gets worse from here, but I've been having a pretty good time as 19, and I low-key don't want to 10. I love being 19. I've waited so long to be 19 because to me it's the perfect age, you know, dabbling between teen and, you know, young adultness, anyways, I think it's a very cute, fun. Okay, I think this is the last one we're gonna do. Yeah, so this one says, is it normal to feel exhausted by your friends? I love them, but I feel like I'm the therapist 24/7. I'm happy to help, but they never ask me how I'm doing, and it's starting to take a toll on me mentally. How do I set boundaries without making them feel like I don't care? Girl, I wish I knew. Or I don't know. I wish I knew. Like, I have dealt with that, and it's hard because you don't want to say the wrong thing and then just break that trust or break that bond completely, especially if they're just starting to get out of the habit, especially if they're just starting to, like, you know. Sorry, I just got my marks back from my midterm. Yeah, so especially if they're just starting to open up and it's actually a lot more than you thought you could handle. But yeah, a lot of people with problems, like a lot of misfortune in their life, tend to also come out as selfish people, right? So they don't even realize that they're making it all about themselves, you know? So with that being said, I feel like the best thing you can possibly do in that situation is just reassure them and be like, hey, like, I want to be here for you in the best way I can, but at the same time, I feel like I am not able to handle or completely give you the help or comfort that you need in this time, because, yeah, because I feel as though that I also, yeah, because it, like, I feel like I also want some needs. I want someone to accompany my needs in terms of asking about my day and stuff. And, like, it gets exhausting at some point. Like, don't say, like, it gets exhausting. Just be like, to be able to continue doing that for you, I need to recharge some of my wants and needs stuff, and I just feel like we haven't been doing that, so that means that I can't give you the full comfort that you need in this moment. You know? And you're not happy to help. If you're feeling uncomfortable about the way they're speaking to you so much, then you're not happy to help. And it's okay to admit that. At least you're not happy to help at the caliber it's at currently. That's fine. It's okay. It's okay. Sorry. It's okay to admit that. Yeah. Because the longer you put up your feelings, it might just turn into resentment and stuff, and that's not what you want to do, right? You have to, because, like, it's also for their sake too, right? You want them to be able to have someone that can offer them or take a little bit of the weight of comfort. You know, you want them to have a support system. And if you're their sole support system, it's difficult, yes, but it's like, just because you're their sole support system doesn't mean that there's not a possibility of them having another. And, like, it's not just in terms of, like, people, but it could also be, like, in terms of, like, journaling, painting, any way of expressing themselves, you know? Yeah. So I think I'm gonna leave it off there. Sorry guys, this might have been a boring episode, but I think it's a good relaxed episode for the people who are studying to this. Yes, that's what we'll say. Yeah, so I hope you guys, I hope you guys have a good exam season and Christmas break. If you don't have exams, lucky you. If you do have exams, good luck. You're gonna ace it. Yeah. Thank you for everyone who's listened to the end. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, have a good Christmas break, guys. It was so fun being your host for the first of the semester. I will see you all next semester. You won't miss this. This voice won't be gone for long, even though this voice puts you straight to sleep, puts me straight to sleep. But, yeah. Okay. Have a good Christmas break, guys. I look, you want it to go for 30 minutes, though. I can't lie. It's okay. Have a good break, guys. Bye.